This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Brainstuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with today's question. Why do some people sneeze when suddenly exposed to bright light, like sunlight? Only about 10 to 35% of people do this. I happen to be one of them. And no, we're not allergic to the sun. We may be the proud owner of a photic sneeze reflex, or PSR, also known as Achoo syndrome. And yes, that's an acronym. It stands for Autosomal Dominant Compulsive Helio-Ophthalmic Outbursts of Sneezing. And don't worry, we'll get back to some of those terms in a minute. People have been trying to figure out the cause of the photic sneeze for thousands of years. The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle, or an unknown author writing in his name, asked, "Why does the heat of the sun provoke sneezing and not the heat of the fire?" Good question. Aristotle, or fake Aristotle's answer to himself, was, "Because the heat of the sun doth dissolve, but not consume, and therefore the vapor dissolved is expelled by sneezing." So, his theory is that the heat of the sun makes the inside of your nose wet, and you've got to purge that liquid with a good sneeze. Fortunately, in the 17th century, the English science pioneer Francis Bacon decided to put Aristotle to the test. He showed that if a photic sneezer walks into the sun with his or her eyes closed, the reflex is not triggered. Therefore, we know it's not caused by the heat. It's caused by your eyes reacting to light. So, what do we know about the photic sneeze today? Well, one study in 1993 found that it's not any particular wavelength of light that causes the problem, so you can't protect against it by just filtering out red light or violet light or anything in between. Instead, it has to do with the intensity of the light. So the good news is that if you want to avoid the photic sneeze, there's a pretty easy solution that works most of the time: plain old sunglasses. Also, more good news. If you're one of the 70 to 90% of people listening and thinking, "What on earth is she talking about? Am I going to catch this sneeze disease someday?" you can rest easy. You can't acquire the photic sneeze reflex after birth. It's a genetic trait. A study in the 1960s found that this trait is inherited through an autosomal dominant mechanism. This means that it doesn't matter which of your parents has the photic sneezing gene. If one of them has it, you have a 50% chance of being a photic sneezer yourself. But the question of why remains. No absolutely conclusive answer has been reached, but there's one very interesting theory. Photic sneezing happens because some wires are crossed in your head. Normally, a sneeze is your nose's version of the passenger eject seat in James Bond's car. Sneezing begins when irritation in the nose is detected by an organ called the trigeminal nerve. When that nerve senses an unpleasant foreign substance, it sends the eject signal to the brain. But inside your head, this nerve runs very close to the optic nerve, which senses light in the eyes. So, let's say the eyes of a photic sneezer are suddenly exposed to bright sunlight. The optic nerve detects this and sends another reflex signal. Ah, too bright, shrink my pupils! But if the optic nerve runs a little too close to the trigeminal nerve, the pupil constriction signal also gets interpreted as a something's in my nose signal, and bam, sneezing fit. Today's episode was written by Joe McCormick and produced by Tyler Klang. For more on this and lots of other topics about our weird bodies, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.